This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Sarah and Vinny.
Hey, coming up in the new music, Eminem dropped a surprise album. We have a new album from Eminem.
Crazy.
So we're gonna, can't wait.
You know, the thing about it, though, is that he's comparing himself to like the Manchester bomber, and he's talking about 9/11 like he thinks it was cool. There's a JonBenet Ramsey. I'm just not sure if he's trying to play the role of these a-holes who did these things.
You know, he's kind of like a comic in the sense that he's always testing the...
It sounds like typical Eminem to me.
Typical Eminem.
Yeah. In his new video, he actually reenacts the Vegas mass shooting. Jesus Christ, what is he doing? I mean, I guess he's trying to get our attention. It's gotten...
Yeah.
The name of the album is Music to be Murdered By. So I guess
Eminem.
That's sort of in keeping with it.
Very Eminem.
So we'll hear a couple tracks from that coming up at 8 o'clock. Celebrity Trash is brought to you by me. You're welcome.
Thank you, Sarah.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
Listen, you guys, I know what you woke up thinking this morning. I know this. I
that
can't.
It's Friday?
Yes, that too. Actually, that was my first thought. My second thought was, God, I really wish there was another streaming service I could subscribe to.
Oh, no.
If only there was another streaming service that I could pay $10 a month for. Well, your prayers have been answered.
Of course they have been.
NBC announced all the details on their upcoming streaming service, Peacock.
Yeah.
Here's what you need to know. This is it.
Okay.
Wednesday, July 15th is when it launches. If you're a Comcast Xfinity X1 or Comcast Flex subscriber, you'll be able to preview the service 3 months early starting Wednesday, April 15th. But it'll be available to everybody starting on July 15th. There are going to be three pricing tiers. Free is one of them.
Mm.
Free gives you access to about half of what's on there. And there'll be ads in it. $5 a month, which is all the content with ads. Mm-hmm. And $10 a month is all the content. No ads.
Like Hulu, essentially.
Exactly. Yeah. You can get the lower tier Hulu and get... Mm-hmm. You know, Hulu, I've noticed, is... there's a lot of network programming on there lately.
There
like
is.
It just keeps showing me, like, even like The Bachelor and The Bachelorette.
Bachelor's
I'm like,
on there,
what's
yes.
that doing on there?
Right.
God, ABC, you better get on the stick. Everybody else has a streaming service. Come on. Although I suppose the Disney... Doesn't ABC own... Disney owns ABC
yes.
or ABC
Correct.
Owns Disney?
Yes.
I'm surprised that all the ABC stuff didn't go... Maybe they already had a contract in place because the Disney Plus thing...
Right.
Which is a must. That Mandalorian, oh my God, it's amazing.
Is it? Do you need to keep the service, though?
I will keep the service because I write it all off.
Well, can you still... Well,
I can because I'm in a different situation than most people aren't the president of their own company.
Yeah, it seems like as of this year, there's so many things that I cannot write off now.
Yeah, no, I can
so
still write
many
off.
Things that I use for my job.
Mm.
Yeah, that's you know, it's a trade-off. It's a lot easier to not be a corporation, but it's so much freaking easier. God,
yeah.
Just writing giant checks to the IRS, not fun.
Nope.
But anyway, so that's, let's see. Peacock is the name of the new NBC streaming service. They'll have the complete series on a ton of all these shows that were NBC. They're going to have all the 30 Rocks, all the Brooklyn Nine-Nines, Cheers, Downton Abbey, Everybody Loves Raymond, Frasier, The Office, Parks and Rec. Chicago
wow.
Fire, Chicago PD, Chicago Med, Law and Order, Law and Order Criminal Intent, SVU, 2.5 Men, Will and Grace, among many others.
Mm-hmm.
They've already announced some new content, including a Battlestar Galactica reboot. I may have to get the service just for that. I love Battlestar Galactica. The Saved by the Bell revival that I've been hearing a lot about in the news. The Punky
Boo.
Brewster sequel series.
Boo.
You'll also be able to get things like The Jimmy Fallon Show and Late Night with Seth Meyers 3 hours earlier than everybody
oh,
else.
Oh, that's kind of cool,
oh,
I guess.
It is.
Well,
so it's almost
good.
Like getting the East Coast feed. They still won't be live, but you'll get them earlier than everybody else. Movies, stuff like Bridesmaids, Back to the Future, Brokeback Mountain, Casino, Do the Right Thing, Jaws, Bourne, the bunch of movies from the Bourne franchise, Despicable Me and the Fast and Furious franchises. They say, basically, in addition to Netflix, Hulu, Amazon Prime, Disney+, Apple Plus TV, Peacock will have to compete with HBO Max, which is launching in May. And HBO, if you love HBO, I mean, this is, apparently this is going to be the new way to get it without having to subscribe to HBO.
And they said there's going to be original content on this Peacock streaming service?
You know, I'm not seeing anything about original content. My guess is probably at some point, a lot of these places now are doing that. The or exclusive content, like CBS's All Access. They have certain things, like there's a whole new Star Trek thing that's and the new Picard.
I have
one,
that one
too. I have it too because I had it. I had to watch my Star Trek. Listen, space, the final frontier. These are the voyages of the Starship
Enterprise. I may not keep the Disney thing just because there's not enough like grown up stuff on there.
Well, the thing is, if you've got kids, get rid of everything else. The Disney thing is really. Well, that and Netflix, maybe. And they actually say Netflix does not want to get lost in this shuffle. They have committed to spending $17.3 billion on content this year. They actually go to all the... If you're, this is a good time to be a independent movie maker because Netflix is swooping in and going, yes, 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 because they got to get stuff up on their streaming service.
Amen.
And they've got the money to do it. I mean, they are just making it hand over. Good for you, Netflix.
I'm not mad at them at all. They've changed the game.
Oh, my God. They really have.
They've changed the game.
Yeah. Well, they're now they're going to be in a fight to stay relevant because everyone's doing it.
Oh, I can't.
What, baby?
I was just thinking about talking about Netflix. I get all excited and worked up because it's my favorite thing in the world. They have they have so many good shows on there. I mean, obviously they have a gigantic volume of shows, but there's so many good shows. And you know, they were talking about one of my favorite shows, Mindhunter, being canceled or essentially canceled. David Fincher put this show, Mindhunter, together. And it's amazing. It's about it's essentially about the first days of the FBI's behavioral science unit. It's really good.
Excuse you.
All these serial killers, and it's such a good show.
You know, it's funny. I watched the first episode of that and went, "Nah, not for me."
Oh,
but,
you definitely need to watch that.
I know. I've heard from so many people. Stick it out.
Yeah,
they become the guy gets better and better, and
if you watch David Fincher films and all that stuff, it's always a slow build. Yeah. Always a slow build, but they're so good.
I was scrolling past on the TV last night and ran across The Outsider.
Did you start it?
I think it was the second episode.
Oh, no, you gotta go back to the first one.
Well, I will, but, you know, I was trying to go to sleep, and so I put it on. I didn't make it all the way through the whole episode.
Good, because you gotta go back. The whole setup's
in
the first
one. I'm gonna do that this weekend.
Yeah.
So I wanna be on board
with
you.
So what did you think?
It looks good.
Yeah.
It looks a little gritty.
Mm. Definitely.
Oh, it's horrifying, some of the stuff. And knowing some of the stuff that's coming up, it's grisly. You know, it's not a fun.
Did it take away from your enjoyment knowing what's going to happen since you've read the book?
It doesn't, because I actually can sort of appreciate the. And, you know, they have to. I enjoy seeing how a good TV copy of a book, when they're doing a good job and they've got me and it's well cast and the acting's good. I actually enjoy seeing what they have to do to get to the places that I know they have to go.
Right. Mm.
It's like one of the things I liked about Game of Thrones. They actually managed to cut down on the number of characters on that show.
From the book, yeah.
Way down from the book. By taking a character, instead of sort of sending them off on their way, making them the catalyst for the next thing that you knew you had to get to. So I actually enjoy that. And I feel like I don't remember it. You know, I read so much that I can't remember every little detail. I'm like, oh, yeah, that. Oh, my God. It's amazing. So I can't wait. You know, I've been wanting to talk to Vinny about it, but I don't want to bother him right now.
Sure.
Because I'm not sure he watched it, but I think I might text him today and just say, hey, if you got a second, the first two episodes are up. What is that on now?
HBO.
It's HBO. Mm-hmm. Okay. Which is nice because there's nudity and there's swearing.
That's what I'm talking about.
I want it to be like real life.
Honestly, we all want that.
We do. A little nudity, a little swearing.
Being completely honest, I actually go, you know those parental advisory things? If you go on your cable service, they usually give you all the stuff that's in the film. So sometimes I'll see a movie and I'll go up there and I'll just read that like, nah, I'm not going to watch that one.
Right. No thanks.
Nah.
Boring.
Moving on to Green Day. You would never want to hear me say Green Day and Gary Glitter in the same sentence, but I'm going to. I just did. So Gary Glitter, if you remember, there's a song. I can't think of the name of it. It's like something Part 5 or something. It goes, now, hey. And it used to be ubiquitous. Every sports
stadium,
event, everyone got all riled up with that.
Oh, right. Right.
Okay, hold on. That's not the song that's from the stadium song. It's called like something part five.
Is it Rock and Roll part five?
Yes, it is. Oh, play that. So that's, you'll totally recognize it because that was another Gary Glitter song and that's the one in question. But this is why you know Gary Glitter. You might also know that he is a convicted pedophile. And that did drop his star a few notches, and suddenly, weirdly, you didn't hear Rock and Roll Part 5 anymore.
It just disappeared.
Yeah, it was weird how quickly that went away. Oh, boy, we don't want to be affiliated with that. Do you have Rock and Roll Part 5 ready? Oh, yeah. Play that. Yeah, you know it.
Hey!
Wow, that's a weird version of it. That almost sounds like a remix. But anyway, so that song. Hey! Back in the day, Joan Jett did a version of Do You Want to Touch Me? Oh, yeah. So what do you have there, the original and then the Joan Jett? Thought it would be a good idea. And it was. It is a good idea. In the end, it does turn out to be a good idea. They released a new song called Oh, Yeah, and it samples Joan Jett's version of the Gary Glitter song. They understand how uncool people might find that. Like, listen, before you freak out, here's what we're doing. The description of the song on YouTube says, one of the writers on that song is a total a-hole, so we're donating our royalties from this song to IJM, which is an international human rights organization. I don't know what IJM stands for, but they're saying international human rights, and to RAIN, the Rape, Abuse, and Incest National Network. So all the profits from this song are going to good causes. You can guilt-free enjoy the new Green Day song, Oh Yeah. Oh yeah! Oh yeah! So there you go. That's a brand new song from Green Day.
I would never guess that would be a Green Day song.
I know. It's a little fuzzy, actually.
It's big, too. I just think of Green Day songs being
kind of spare.
Yeah,
right?
Sparsely sounding.
They're rocking, but they're not all fuzzy.
This is like a big anthem, arena type song.
Well, maybe they need one of those.
Maybe.
I don't know. Maybe they're feeling like, you know, we need an arena song. Well,
they're going to get into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
So.
Right. Did you hear about that? Billy Joe is, you know, they're... they're about to release an album. I can't remember exactly what their thing was, but they were saying, we want to play in someone's backyard or like a church
parking lot.
You know, somebody's barn. Right. He's like, I don't know.
Has to be in California.
Yeah, he came back in the second part of the video. It's got to be in California. One more thing.
Seriously, I'm not mad at him for that.
Yeah. We were talking about Walmart yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, they don't have a great rap. And this didn't help him. You know, Twitter, here's the thing. Don't do it.
Mm-hmm.
Think of it as the things that you shouldn't say out loud. The things in your brain that it's fine to think them. There are no thought police. But don't put them on Twitter.
Yeah, like you shouldn't.
If you think it would be a good idea on Twitter, it isn't. And it's probably something that you shouldn't say out loud. God, Twitter. Walmart had to apologize after someone on their social media team made a joke about Paul Walker.
Oh, boy.
So it all started. Someone tweeted about Walmart selling Pillsbury cinnamon rolls with pink strawberry and cream icing. And everyone was like, oh, my God, that sounds amazing. That's great. And someone put up a little GIF of a car flying through traffic and captioned it, me racing to the nearest Wally World. And then Walmart's Twitter said, hey, Paul Walker, click it or tick it.
Oh.
Too soon.
A little too. I mean, you know, people went, oh man, don't. That's, you know, funny in your head. Yeah. Apparently, that's also a line from Workaholics. There was an old episode of Workaholics that used that, hey, Paul Walker, click it or ticket. Like, I don't know why no one was up in arms about that. Maybe it happened. Maybe they said that before he died without a seatbelt on. He died in a car crash in 2013.
Has it been that long?
The joke has not aged well, if it was, in fact, pre-Paul Walker. Walmart had to turn around and say, we apologize to Paul Walker's family, friends, and fans. The tweet was posted in poor judgment and has been removed. Mm. No word on the social media person who put that up.
Fired. He's now working at Kmart.
Right. He's down to...
You got
to take a step down.
You got to be a comedian if you want to try to get away with anything like that.
You know,
and even they get in trouble for stuff.
Sure.
So.
I feel like I'm embarrassed to say, Marcus, that I didn't really know how great Paul Walker was till he was gone.
Right.
Really?
I didn't even know. Yeah. I never even heard his name.
I mean,
Paul Walker.
Just wasn't in my
Yeah, I'm not a Fast and Furious person. And
but after I learned so much about him and
watched
a couple of biographies about him, I just went, wow, that guy was a good person.
Yeah. Well, I just, you know, all I really know
he
about him is
so many people.
That little girl of his, you know, she seems so sweet and, she, you know, didn't she speak at the funeral like right afterward and people were just
did.
Like her poise was amazing. Mm-hmm.
Joyride, favorite Paul Walker movie.
Oh, Joyride.
Mm-hmm. Great.
Is it funny? What is it?
It's a scary movie.
Scary, you said?
Yeah, Steve Zahn and Lily Sobieski.
Oh, Lily Sobieski. Sure.
Yeah,
haven't
so
heard
good.
Her name in a long time.
These kids are taking a cross-country trip, and they jump on the CD, and they decide to play a game with a mysterious trucker, and they should not have played this game with him.
You know what? I think I've gone past that before.
Yeah,
yes.
Good movie. Good movie. Mm-hmm. Holds up well, by the way.
I'm going to end with this. Just a little fashion note.
Go ahead, Sarah.
If someone, I'm just going to just, like my Twitter advice, you know, unsolicited advice that I'm going to give you. If someone stops you on the street and offers to buy something that you get on, just keep saying no until they start walking away and then go back to whatever their highest bid was. This person, I just feel like, dude, you missed that. You could have got $1,000. Tyler, the Creator.
Oh, Tyler.
He is the new owner of a stylish new pair of glasses. A pair of sunglasses. He bought them off a passerby's face on the streets in New York.
Nice.
So here's how it went down. This lady's walking down the block in Chelsea. It's a neighborhood.
It is.
Yeah. When someone breezed by and yelled, "Your glasses are fire!" She didn't even hear. She didn't even hardly notice the guy. She had her headphones on. Mm-hmm. Little earbuds or whatever. She kept on moving, and then she feels a tap on her shoulder. The woman spins around, and there's a huge guy in front of her, Tyler's bodyguard. He said, "I'll give you $50 for those glasses." And the lady said, "No, I don't want to sell them." And he goes, "I'll give you $100." She goes, "All right." Pulls them off.
Oh, only $100?
$100. I'm like, "Lady, you say I want $5,000 for these glasses."
"What are you talking about? You know how much I paid for these?"
That's right. These are heirlooms.
So what she paid for them is $10 at a thrift store.
Oh,
bought them at a 7-Eleven.
So she turned a profit and everything, but you know, she got them at so they were vintage, I guess. I don't know. But Tyler got new sunglasses for the very low, low price. For Tyler.
$100. Oh, that's funny.
So look, just my little word of advice. First of all, if you can do it, never throw out a price. You just don't, because you don't know what their will,
that's good,
what their
solid
top
advice.
Dollar is to pay.
Yeah.
You know, you let them make the first, I don't know, what are they worth to you?
Make me an offer.
Yeah, make me an offer.
I think I sold shoes once to this dude.
Oh.
And I think I must have got him like at Payless Shoe Source. For probably $10, $20 maybe. And I think he gave, I can't remember. It's maybe between 50 and 100. I really can't remember. I was like, all right. Red high heels.
So then what did you wear the rest of the day?
Well, I got in my car.
Oh. Well, that works out. Yeah, I mean, that's rule one in negotiation. If you can avoid putting the number out there, you do it. And then no matter what they offer first, go, ugh.
No. You insult me,
sir. Yeah, you've insulted me.
How dare you?
And then you go, try again. Is that all you got? Come on. And then you got to turn. You got to be willing to walk away.
Always be willing to walk away. That's also great advice, Sarah.
Right?
Yeah. Sure.
Sarah, you're full of great advice.
You know, that is really, I feel like that's my forte. Great advice.
Yesterday was Rant Thursday.
Oh, Jesus.
And today is
good
free
advice Friday.
No, free advice Friday.
It's FAF. Free advice. Just walk away. All right, what's coming up, Marcus?
Oh, man, fighting for equal rights for porn.
Oh, I'm in.
Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.